Scale C. Determining reasons, purposes, and attitudes. 1. Science.
We use microscopes to help us study cells. Because cells are so small, we can't see them without magnification. The ability to make them look bigger. The first microscopes were called light microscopes. They were pretty simple devices. They were also simple to use. Scientists first cut the cells or specimens into thin sections. Then they stained the specimens with different colored materials called dyes. The dyes helped them see the specimens more clearly. Unfortunately, dyes often killed the cells too. That limited what scientists could find out about the specimen. In recent years, we have developed more powerful microscopes. These help us view living specimens. One of these new microscopes is called the phase contrast microscope. It's made in such a way that part of the light passing through it moves more slowly than the rest of the light. We say this part of the light is out of phase with the rest of the light. This enables scientists to see differences in living specimens as light and shade. Another type of new microscope is the electron microscope. This uses electrons to form images instead of light. Electrons travel in waves, similar to light, but their wavelengths are over 100,000 times shorter than those of light. Therefore, they can give much clearer magnification. Electron microscopes even allow scientists to take pictures of the cells they are studying.
Number 1. Why does the professor mention dyes? Number 2. Why can electrons give clearer magnification than light? Number 3. What is the speaker's main point? Listen again to part of the lecture and answer the question.
Unfortunately, dyes often killed the cells too. That limited what scientists could find out about the specimen.
Number 4. What does the professor imply when she says this?
That limited what scientists could find out about the specimen.